Aloha.
Just takes a minute.
Shut up, bro.
Got nothing but time over here.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Hello and welcome. We're back. From theballerlifestyle.com, it's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining us. Episode number 603 of the podcast. We appreciate you tuning in and listening. We would love it if you subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast. That's where you can get all the bonus content we do each and every week, plus my solo show, Bonus Bri, where I cry about being sober and stuff. It's fun. It's fun. It gets a good reaction. But I only do that private. I wouldn't do that here for everybody. That'd be embarrassing. But in private, when I'm just in my room by myself, it's like no one's there. And you know who is there? The Patreon fans. Patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast. We love you. I'm joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm doing better than I just read this like okay. 2 minutes ago. Giants defensive end Abdul Carter. He was the stud pass rusher they got out of Penn State.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a high draft pick.
Yeah. Like he was going to be the next Micah Parsons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He will miss the first drive tonight for disciplinary reasons. After getting caught watching porn in a team meeting after when his headphones disconnected. Buddy, what are you doing? Watching porn? Like, it's one thing if they said, well, he was just not checked. Like, he was checked out. He just was not. He's watching porn?
Yeah, that's actually crazy.
The defensive, maybe it's the linebacker room, yeah. Right? You know, whatever room it is, he's watching porn.
Porno. Yeah. Hopefully this isn't another Kellen Winslow Jr. situation. Cause we know how that
in his career for this to be happening. Yeah. He just got drafted.
Also, he's going full volume, which is like I get, right. Okay, maybe you're sneaking in. You're like, hey, look, I want to see some puss right now. You know, I could look at some puss right now, but you go, sans audio in that situation, because it just sometimes you hit a wrong button, sometimes you're accidentally linked up to some Bluetooth that you forgot about and you're like, where's the sound, and you're hitting the volume and somebody's getting a little in their fucking headphones because you borrowed their AirPods one time. You know, you just can't, so you shut that audio down right away, and then you do this, you know, you're like, you got the phone, right? You got the phone and you make sure nobody's behind you. You know, you don't, right. You can't, you know, you just they're not catching an angle. Yeah. You go down here with it.
And did the whole thing where he's like,
yes, yes, exactly. Wild.
Yeah.
Decision making.
Yeah. I'm doing better than him. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I noticed I'm wearing my Hamilton Ticats hat today, which I'm pretty proud of. And unlike you, I'm not a tea drinker, but tonight, I don't know. I was just craving a little.
Oh, yeah.
I just had a little green tea with a little.
Gorgeous.
For the instrument, you know? I just got a little, my new mug.
That's a beautiful mug.
Yeah. Mean person, Toe Cutter, sent me a very nice. Just shipping this to my house cost $20, by the way. I looked at the,
jeez.
I noticed on the thing. So very kind. Thank you, Toe Cutter, for your woke up gay again mug that you sent me. That and then I made the mistake of leaving my woke up gay again mug, which came with a with my own gay card. I made the mistake of leaving these things on the counter. And Ryan Beckner, who the audience will be familiar with, she noticed them too, of course, because she misses nothing. And she was like, hey, Dad, you should probably put that card in your wallet in case you ever need to be resuscitated, which I thought was not very nice. And then later I was wearing some white pants and she's like, oh, Dad, I like your pants. Those will go good with your new mug. which is very extremely hurtful. But thank you, Toe Cutter, for my new Woke Up Gay Again mug that I got over. Oh fuck! I didn't set the timer. Giving out free content here. Yeah.
Coincidentally.
Yeah. Tell me. Oh, do you have your gay mug?
No.
We both have gay mugs.
Chilly night.
Yeah.
It's a chilly night right now.
Yeah.
And I forgot to make tea before the show. I was like, oh, the show's starting. Oh, no tea today.
Oh, my God. We could have. I would have waited for you, buddy. Okay, I set the timer.
Yeah, that's fine.
30 minutes. Ed, let's talk about some people who died. No, wait. Just tell you what I'm liking this green tea. I might make this a new routine for me. Great antioxidant benefits.
I'm an Earl Grey man.
I know. I know you are.
Segment. Very sad. Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died?
Ed.
Tell me who died.
Who died this week?
I just looked up now.
Oh.
Pro Football Hall of Fame, Lem Barney has not died. Remember, we discussed that the Pro Football Hall of Fame sent out an RFP, and then his family's like, he's not dead yet. So,
yeah.
He'll be next week.
He survived the weekend, which is crazy. Because usually...
Yeah, we both were talking that this was going to be a sundown by Sunday.
Yeah, usually it's like you got a 72-hour window. I believe Jerry Lee Lewis, when he got that clean bill of health, he was gone within 48 to 72, which is a good amount of time. That's the chalk amount of time you have left once they announce you're still alive.
Congrats on still being alive, Lem Barney.
Congratulations.
R.I.P. Lynn Hamilton. She played Red Fox's girlfriend on Sanford and Son.
I liked when she went with the shotgun and then she fucking stabbed the guy and the psychiatrist with the thing and held it to his neck and then made her way out of the building. She was a fucking badass, Lynn Hamilton. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. R.I.P. Very sad.
95. Nice run.
Yeah.
RIP Grandma the Galapagos Tortoise at the San Diego Zoo, 141. This 141.
41.
This tortoise saw the rape of the Congo, genocide, said nothing. Yeah. Said nothing. Was just like totally
just hung out there.
Non-committal.
Yeah.
Non-committal on the Holocaust. Just kept doing shit really slowly.
Hung around eating grass.
Didn't give a shit about all of the
none of it.
The famine and torture.
What could she do? What could she do? She moves at like half a mile an hour.
She showed no displeasure.
I mean, she doesn't speak. We barely understand her consciousness. It's crazy that there's like we don't know fucking how long animals live. And there's a white shark, or it's not a white shark, it might be like a nurse shark or one of the big ass sharks in like Greenland area that they think is 600 years old, Ed. 600.
What are we supposed to do with that?
What are we supposed to, why do we think we're important? Why do we think we fucking matter? There's shit that's 600, there's trees that are 10,000 years old, Ed. Like what? Like, and we think we matter? We think we're something? Why? Because we can manipulate our environment? Because we can make cars and fucking iPhones and shit? Get the fuck out of here!
The ShamWow guy's running for Congress. We're not a serious culture any way.
We're absolutely not. In Texas, by the way. I thought the ShamWow guy was like Israeli or something. What? Is he Texas?
I don't know. He's running for the grand old party.
Unbelievable.
RIP Randy Jones, Padres. Yeah. I think he was their first Cy Young winner, and he also played for the Mets. 75 years old, and just when I first clicked on his obit, the beautiful uniforms.
Oh yeah,
'70s Padres.
Yeah, the yellow and brown, beautiful,
just beautiful,
just gorgeous. Now they wear those. They wear those City Connects, which are they got the worst City
Connects. They've got like weird colors.
Yeah, they're like Miami Vice colors. They're like light pink and teal and yellow, which is just like, what do you?
Doesn't make sense.
What are we
doing?
You
have the gorgeous brown and yellow.
What are we? Go the all yellow. Go head to toe yellow with brown accents like they used to do back in the day. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And then someone died, a famous former golf champion, Fuzzy Zeller, 74 years old. He was just kind of a known commodity. And then Tiger Woods won the Masters. Right. And this guy was like, hey, I'm not sure what my legacy is right now, but let me make my legacy be a racist. Because he's like, hey, what are they going to start serving fried chicken and collard greens at Augusta? And like, that was it. That's the last I heard of him.
Yeah. Now, there's two things here. First of all, he was 74 this week.
Oh, yeah. I thought in 97 he was 74.
Unfucking believable. This might be the craziest one we've ever seen. Because in 1997, I thought he was like in his 70s.
So we're older now?
Yes.
Than he was when he made that comment?
Yes. That's crazy. The man was in his 40s. That's insane. First of all, Fuzzy Zeller. Now, There was a detail about what Fuzzy Zeller said, because he said, tell him not to serve fried chicken and collard greens. Now, it turns out, like, if the Masters winner doesn't pick the meal, that's like the go-to meal that they serve, fried chicken and collard greens, because it's in. Uh-huh. So he had a way to, like, back out of it, except.
He doubled down?
No. The full quote is, he said, tell that little boy not to serve fried chicken and collard greens. So it's like, you can't really step back from the fried chicken and collard greens and go, hey, that's just what they serve, when you start it with a little boy. You just can't, like, there's just no cleaning that up. But my God, man, 74 now? That has to be a typo, Ed. He's 95 years old. There's no way that man is only in his 70s.
Also.
Yes.
Who's upset about being served fried chicken?
Delicious. So good.
The best. It's the best.
So good. It's so good. And it's not something you run into all the time. So when you do run into it, it's such a nice surprise. You're like, oh, yeah. Wait, it's Wednesday night. They do fried chicken on Wednesday nights here? I'm getting the fried chicken. Bring me that fried chicken. Yeah, I am in all day long. I love fried chicken. Okay, Ed, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian.
They call me the other guy.
I host a podcast show.
I'll give hetero life a try.
If you see something on my hand, it makes you think I'm not a man. It's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, you kind of fucked us because you put a lot of... because last week we did the Thanksgiving special episode of 90210. Which I really have to encourage people to go listen to. I thought it was so good. It was so funny. Jay Stu delivered, as always. It was super fun episode. Ed Daly gave us all the fucking details on everybody's life in the 90210 universe. I swear to God, I didn't realize that it carried on so long after high school. I thought it was like mostly high school. And then they just, you know, I thought it was one of those deals where they made high school last 6 years for some reason. And then there was 1 year when they were, you know, when they were at the Beverly Hills Beach Club and they were going to see you. And that was it. It turns out they were not in high school most of the time. Crazy.
Yeah, they were young professionals.
Unbelievable. My guy Steve Sanders. I mean, this man fucks.
He's the best.
Guy rules. It was just such a great episode. And Jay Stu, you know, I mean, what a hero to all the listeners. The guy delivers every single time. So go back and listen to that episode 602. What I was going to say is, Ed, you fucked us by putting all these stories. We got so many stories to talk about. And I'm only given 30 minutes here. We got 20 left.
Bang.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Browns. This happened yesterday. Browns. Yep. Shelby Harris fires off an explosive rant on 49ers receiver Juwan Jennings.
Yeah.
The hoe. He clarified. And they're like, what? And he's like, no, I need you to know. He's a hoe. So I guess there was some shit talking or some
was he behaving like me in February to June of this year? Is that what they're trying to say? Or they're just saying he's not very masculine is what he's saying. That's the kind of hope.
I think that's what he's saying.
You know, that doesn't really work when you lose 26-8. You know, like you can call somebody a hoe if you defeat them on the field of play.
Absolutely wipe the floor with them. But no, he lost badly.
Yeah.
And remember, there was like after Shedeur Sanders had that first game and there was like, hey, maybe he's the real deal. And then they got raised this weekend.
Yeah.
It's maybe good. Not.
Yeah, it was against the Raiders, right? Like the Browns were good against the Raiders, who everybody's good against.
Right. Yeah. But against a decent team, no. Yeah,
no.
This was wild. Patrick Beverly, I believe he's no longer in the league, but he was accused of choking and punching his 15-year-old sister after he caught her sneaking around with her boyfriend. Patrick, what are you into, buddy?
What's going on?
It's one thing if you say, like, all right, this is inappropriate, but he beat up her boyfriend.
Yeah. Still
beat up his sister.
That's actually crazy. And also, by the way, this guy was not a good player. Like he was an agitator.
He was famous for talking and like he would go after very famous players and just say he's better than them and they suck. And like
And now I think he has a podcast. I think he's on Barstool. Right. I think he is in the Barstool universe. Yeah. We've been doing this so long, and you know, it's a static endeavor. Meanwhile, this fucking Pat Bev, comes along and he gets a show on Barstool, and like, what the fuck does he have to say, Ed? And then he beats up his, and also he has now, a 15-year-old sister.
Because he's clearly got some feelings for this 15-year-old sister.
What's he gonna say on his podcast? And you know how I would like to get Jay Stu's take on this, because you know how he feels about athletes having podcasts. He doesn't like it.
Right.
He doesn't like it.
I wonder where he stands on retired athletes. Is that okay?
He might be okay.
But is that still, it still takes the focus away from the game.
He does want us to call him, but we'd have to call him every week, which I'm not going to do.
Right. We got to spread it out.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck Pat Bev, by the way. Fuck him. Fuck him before he beat up his sister. Fuck anybody that's really obsessed with the sex lives of young females. Like you want to keep people safe and protected. That's one thing. But you're gonna smack her around for having the normal urges that all human beings have. Shut the fuck up, Pat Beverly. Fuck you.
Let her live.
Let her live.
Carmel, California wasn't. What's his name? Clint Eastwood, the mayor? Anyway, it could be the first city to permanently ban pickleball.
Love this.
It's too noisy. I love it.
I love this. Carmel is very quaint. I would suggest anybody.
Driven through this.
Yes, it's very, you know, like the median home price is like $9 million or something. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's very.
I only drove through.
Right. Exactly. That's the extent of my visits to Carmel as well. But look, fuck this pickleball. There's a pickleball. You know, sometimes I take a walk over here and there's a park right over here by my house. And every fucking night, there's hundreds of people there What is it? And also, I don't like how the courts are like temporary. You know, I don't like there's four courts on a tennis court. I don't like that you could just wheel out some shit. It looks bitch to me. Like, get a fixed fucking court or shut the fuck up and leave. Or I got an idea. You're on a tennis court. How about you play some fucking tennis? Okay, pickleball. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Play tennis. Like a man.
One of my buddies is friends with a physical therapist. I may have mentioned this before, and he said pickleball has been the biggest boon to his profession.
Oh yeah,
because all these olds go out there and they blow out their knees and ankles.
They're not coming. They're blowing Achilles out. You know, they're not. When was the last time they did a hard fucking plant and jerk and change directions? Like, just calm the fuck down on this pickleball. It'll be gone. You know, there's been other things that got popular. I'm remiss in being able to think of one, but there's other things that came and went.
It'll go the way of fidget spinners.
There you go. That's one.
We've talked about him a lot, and he just keeps making news. the week leading up to UNC Duke football game, he was spotted at his 24-year-old adult, his girlfriend's adult cheerleading competition. It's not like a team. They now like cheer for contests. She was previously in beauty pageants.
That's not
real. They're like adults and he's sitting there. And then, of course, they lost to Duke.
That's not real. There's adult cheerleading competitions. There's no way that's real.
Yeah. People are crazy.
Like, what is
there are certain love things that you just like. Once you run out of eligibility of whatever it is,
yeah.
Like I played my last high school football game, and then it's like, this chapter of my life is over.
It's over.
If I was good enough to play college, I would have continued. But then it was like, it's over.
Yep.
Cheerleading. They're not even cheering for a team or something.
Yes.
One thing if there are 24-year-olds cheering for the 49ers and the Cowboys, that's different.
Yes.
This is like they're in these little like contests.
Look, if you're
here against each other.
It's insane. Like if you are so you're like a tumbler or whatever, you know, like you have a gymnastics background. Guess what? You go do CrossFit. You know, like make it an athletic endeavor.
You don't have to be done with doing something physical, but cheerleading. There's a time, unless you're the best of the best and you're the Cowboys cheerleader, your cheerleading career is over.
Yeah, it's over. That reminds me, I was watching my Horns hook 'em, the Texas Longhorns with that big upset of A&M over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I was explaining to my girlfriend, Ilana, I was like, hey, see these guys over here? I'm like, they practice this yelling that they're doing. And then I showed her some videos and she was like, whoa.
I hope you prepared her because like that's...
So how do you prepare for that?
And that's jarring to see that for the first time and not know what's coming.
And also she's the type of person that she's very kind, you know, she's not a judgmental person in any way. And I just opened it. I'm like, here, look at this thing. And she's like, oh my God, this is so gay.
They do this on purpose.
They do it on purpose. And you know what I've learned? They don't have lady cheerleaders there. They only have the boy dudes that do the stuff. That's what I read when I was showing her the videos. I'm like, A&M doesn't have lady cheerleaders. They do their high knees. And Ed, I didn't know this. They practice their cheers. They get the whole stadium filled up with people, and then they practice all their chants
the night
stuff.
Before,
yes, they call it midnight yell practice.
And then they're like, they hate us because we're conservative. It's like,
just tell your dad. We hate that you can't tell your dad the truth. That's what we hate.
I know.
You know?
I know.
That's the sad part.
I do feel bad about that.
I'll send you a mug. Oh, it's black. I drank the whole tea. Look, you don't want to tell your dad. Call me up and I'll make him a video.
We could break it to him.
Yes.
We'll be happy.
We'll do it on the show.
Talk about how loving the community can be.
Yes. Oh, of course. There's a whole world outside of College Station that embraces your type.
You don't even have to kick up your knees.
You don't. You don't have to
live your best life.
You don't have to put on dungarees. You know? You don't. None of that stuff. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Let's
you don't have to practice. You can just be.
Just be. You could just exist. Let's do some voicemails.
Let's do it.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits.
One voicemail.
Ballers. Hey, it's Ben 906. I am absolutely gobsmacked. listening to the Thanksgiving episode here.
Yeah.
And both Brian and Ed, you guys say that that's the only time you eat gravy all year.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I feel like I've known you guys and listened to you guys for 12 straight years. Yeah. I feel like I've known you guys. I feel like you guys would be gravy people. I just can't believe only time all year. I absolutely got the best. All right. Love you.
He's not alone in that sentiment, Ed. That's not, I believe my good man Fidoz, dropped a, how do I know you're not from the South? You just said you only have gravy once a year. Like that's true.
Yeah, I really love it.
It's great.
I love it.
Yeah. I douse my whole plate. I Peter North that shit. Like it's great. I'm like, more gravy.
The stuffing, the mashed potatoes,
love
the turkey.
It
was all doused in it. But then
doused.
Once I'm done with that gravy, then see you next November.
No, yeah, that's it. That's the last time I'm gonna have it. Unfortunately, look, I'll try to encounter more gravies. I just don't run into it very much. Like I don't make it myself.
Going down the street and gravy's coming at me.
No.
I just don't even see it.
Yeah. It's not like, oh my God, I walked outside. You'll never believe it. Stepped in another puddle of gravy, you know, like I didn't expect it to happen, but it's got, you know, it just comes up on me. It's crazy. Okay. Thank you for that, Ben 906. A couple of voicemails. This question is for Ed. So I recently watched a documentary about Hitler's DNA. I did this purely out of show content research as I believe I provide a certain level of quality to this podcast. Oh, absolutely. I take my job with TBLS very seriously. I wish more people did. So my question to Ed is this. If you have the ability to be transported back to the 1930s, wouldn't you want to get caught up in the war? And you slide up to the urinal next to De Fuhrer. Are you peeping that tiny peen? Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. P.S. The source is cited below. Ed, the world demands to know. Where is this? Oh.
Baby's choice. It's a choice I make. Baby's choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Ed, it's your Bill and Ted in it. You know, you go back, you got Abraham Lincoln, you got Genghis, you got fucking Socrates, you got all the dudes, and you pick up De Fuhrer himself, Adolf Hitler. Like, that's, and then you're like, hey guys, we all got to walk in to this McDonald's on Highway 10. And let's all go have a piss, you know, while we're on our way to wherever. And you walk up to the urinals, and on one side of you is Adolf Hitler and his notorious micro penis. And on the other side could be anybody. Plato, Alexander the Great. I bet Alexander the Great had a big old cock. Big, healthy cock. So it can't be him, because you'd probably be checking him out, or even Genghis Khan, look, you know, like.
Couple things.
Yes.
First of all, in no way does checking out what they're working with, is that an endorsement of their policy?
No one thinks you're going to be like, he actually made some good points. He put Germany back to work.
He made a lot of roads.
Built all those roads.
He was very kind to Blondie, his dog.
Wouldn't have that Volkswagen without him. Great car.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. Everything was efficient.
Yes.
Also,
tell me.
I'm in agreement. This was a great quote from Woody Allen back in the day when they asked if you could go to any point in time. He said anywhere after the polio vaccine, because I do agree with that. I would be worried that I'd be catching some weird shit or going back.
Smallpox,
then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I had the ability to see the most infamous dick of all time.
Of course
I'm checking it out, and especially with the rumors of what is he working with?
Yeah.
Like some really weird looking shit.
Yeah.
I want to see it. I want to see what he's working with.
I would say maybe Rasputin, but Rasputin's dick is in a jar and it's massive.
Yeah, but
it's massive.
It's done some shriveling over the years, though.
It has. But
it's that time. Rasputin had some bedroom eyes.
Yeah, he did.
Beautiful eyes.
He did. And they tried to murder him like a whole bunch of times. He was unkillable. Yeah.
Unkillable, yeah. Until they threw him in a bag in the like icy river.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's what did it? That's what finally did in Rasputin?
Yeah, I think so. They tossed him in some icy river.
That'll do it. Okay. Thank you, Matthew Richards. Of course, Ed's looking at his dick. Who wouldn't? Okay, here's another one. Hi, Brian and Ed. Really enjoyed last week's show with my Twitter follow. Oh, this guy's such a bully. My Twitter follower mentioned that he's been getting attacked on Twitter. Please let me know who these bad people are. I will file a complaint. That's from G Fish.
Great G Fish.
Poor Jay Stu. He said he's been taking some incoming. And he's like sending us links where he's like, what about the lab leak theory? And I'm like, he's like doing Joe Rogan's show from like 5 years ago. Like what?
He's
what?
Yeah,
like buddy, like we've moved on. Okay, like we're still talking about that.
He's talking about conspiracies and the Commanders, Broncos.
Oh,
yes, one team is 3-9.
The like, referees, you
know what? The refs. I watched that game cheering for the Commanders. I wasn't thinking the refs are what robbed them out of the game. I thought Jaden Daniels being hurt was what robbed them of the game.
Like, yeah, they came pretty close, though. They just needed to make that two-point convert. And look, the ball's to go for
Mariota.
It. Yeah.
Mariota.
Right.
Pump fake, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pump fake. See if he can get the ball. Yeah. Guy was wide open.
Yeah, wide open. Okay, and there's one more. We have an analog email.
Oh.
Subject. Apple bag. Why did I go out of focus suddenly? Intro. Ballers. Bri Bex. Is this the first ever physical mail that's been read on the podcast? It is not, by the way, because Maddie LeBron, who hates when I use his government name, when he sent me this hat, I read his email. Right. Enjoy the early Christmas present. And remember, we can all be as gay as we want to be. In addition to this, I'm loving the double spacing here, by the way. In addition to this amazing mug, please find your gay membership card enclosed. I've managed to sneak a few of these into my friends' wallets and backpacks. And when they've been uncovered in public settings, like at a grocery store checkout, hilarity has ensued every time. Enjoy. Hey, who was a louder comer, John Belushi or Chris Farley? What about between Dick Vitale and Harry Carey? And it may be a bit cringeworthy, but I think we need a loudest comer in the Air Bud movies. Congratulations on your podcast's growing success. You know you've hit the big leagues when you're shilling for Zip Recruiter. I hope that Squarespace, BetterHelp, and HelloFresh are not far behind. Keep up the amazing work. We all love you. But while we're here, I have to tell you that it's a whole load of stinking bullshit that you and Ed are trying to cap the show to 45 minutes. You have too many fans to please and are very selfishly not taking us into consideration. Your extra 15 to 30 minutes every week brings too much joy to too many fans for you guys to only think of your selfish selves. Outro. That is from Toe Cutter. Hashtag Rip Harambe. Hashtag Team Loudcomer. Hashtag Team Every Episode. Ed.
Who's that loud comer?
If we do like a movie, he'll like text me. You guys didn't even mention who the loudest comer was.
We always forget.
I know. And he's always reminding me that we forgot.
We should, like last week, like, I mean, I think either Steve Sanders or David Silver's mom are the loudest comers, right? Like,
yeah, because she's got that crazy energy.
Yeah, because she's addicted to opiates. So, you know, she has to get it out somehow. Yes, exactly. I mean, I think it's John Belushi or Chris Farley. It's obviously Chris Farley. Like Chris Farley.
Farley, you saw his entrance on Letterman. He's
very loud. He's all sweaty, you know, like he's good to go. Dick Vitale or Harry Carey. Wow.
Vitale.
It's got to be Vitale.
Harry Carey
too fucked
was
up.
So drunk.
He can't get hard.
He was so drunk all the time.
He was so wasted.
that dude probably didn't have sex the last 50 years of his life.
No, unless he was fucking a Budweiser can, because that's what he was into, old style. Yeah, yes.
He might have tried.
And I haven't seen the Air Bud movies. I imagine Air Bud is a pretty loud comer. That pink thing comes out of his dick. That is his dick. Yeah, that is their dick. His
lipstick comes out. Yeah. But I'm going to say it's going to be the clown that owned him. And then the clown that owned him. And then at the end, when they jingle the keys, and they arrest the clown because Air Bud chose the boy. And it's like, he didn't do anything arrestable. His dog ran away. This kid claimed him as his own.
Yeah.
And they arrested him.
But it was kind of like it reminded me of the Liam Neeson vignette in the Ballad of Buster Scruggs. The Coen Brothers movie. Oh, that's it for the show. That's it. If you are a Patreon subscriber, continue listening. If you are not a Patreon subscriber, we'll see you next week. But I would say, hey, consider becoming a Patreon
subscriber. Right, we got lots of dong talk ahead.
Absolutely. Patreon subscribers, stay tuned. We're going on.